Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Rose Namajunas. She is the thug, and also Tisha Torres, who is from Florida. She goes by Tiny Tornado. They are both fighting on Saturday. Hello, ladies. How are you? Please come in. Have a seat. It's a pleasure to have you both here. This is exciting. Is it weird to, like, I know you're going to beat each other's face in on Saturday. To be hanging out with each other now. Like, that's cool. You, like, genuinely, do you like each other or not?
Yeah.
But a lot of fighters don't. Like, you see them at the weigh-ins, and they want to eat each other's face off, but then afterwards they hug it out, and they're cool. Like Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz, I don't think personally that they like each other.
I feel like you have to have a reason to hate somebody. Like, I see a lot of fighters that just, I feel like they kind of put on an act of, like being rude or something like
right.
that.
Try and sell it a little bit.
Yeah, and it's just like, I don't know, I don't do too well with, like, faking or put on an act or anything like that. It's uncomfortable. So, and we've been around each other a lot. So,
but you also fought each other before.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you won because you're undefeated, mm-hmm. right?
I did. Yes.
So now secretly a little bit inside you hate her.
Yeah, I guess so.
pull that mic right up there so we can hear you good. So now. I know that if I got beat one time, I would want, and most of the fighters that we talked to, like Chuck Liddell said his goal was to go back and beat up everybody who beat him one time. So the goal inside me would be like, now I really want to kill you. Don't worry, I'm not trying to build it up against you. Just one at a time.
It's definitely a big motivation for me. You know, I think that she handed me my first loss of my career, and I think that I became such a better person from it and
right.
an athlete as well. So, you know, I can only just get better. I can't be bitter about it, you know. I learned a lot from it. So, you know, I just welcome the experience.
You don't seem much like a thug.
Really?
We've had a lot of thugs on this show. You don't seem much like a thug. Tisha,
you find it.
Do you feel like you got her once? You're ready to get her again?
I'm ready to get her again.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, and you're very. But like, I know I would lie if I was going into a fight and I didn't feel confident. I'm not going to be like, I'm not really sure how this is going to work out.
Gee, I hope this goes my way.
Right, but I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to kill her. But there's always that little thing inside that makes it like butterflies, get nervous up until the day.
Oh, for sure. I always have butterflies, no matter who's in front of me. You know, you never know what can happen in a fight. But I don't think you can go into a fight not being confident in yourself.
Do me Spanish. Pull that mic right up to her mouth. Because it's very sorry. It's just hard. There you go.
I don't think you can go into a fight not being confident in yourself.
Yeah.
That's like, you know.
All right. Well, don't hit her with it now. She's gonna turn around and punch you right in the nuts.
Yeah. Please don't hit me.
You could just smack it.
Yeah. So I watched a lot of both of you guys training. Yeah. They call you the Tiny Tornado. You are, because you just come whipping in there, man. I mean, you are fast as hell. But both of you. It's so funny because this is what I think makes a sport explode, especially with women. Both of you are very attractive, which is not something that guys are used to when it comes to fighting ladies. Usually when you see somebody fighting, they all look like that musclehead cyborg lady who scares guys. Yeah. I mean, you got to admit, that's not really a human person, that cyborg thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's-
I don't know. Times are changing, though. You know? So, like, I don't know. I've been doing this since I was a really little girl, and I thought maybe it could, like, I don't know, I just did it for the passion of it, but I never really thought that I'd be, you know, a professional fighter.
What made you get into it?
Well, just martial arts has always been a part of my life.
Right.
And
where are you from?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah, and just, like, growing up in the environment that I grew up in, it was a good escape for me and a good way to channel my frustrations and emotions and things like that. And
Give me the background. What was so bad? Did you grow up, like, in a hood area? Did you grow up poor? Like, what?
Yeah. You know, just, like, abuse, child abuse, drugs, you know, homicide, violence.
Oh, you got it all built up in there. Yeah,
I do.
And and when did you decide to shave your head?
Before I fought Paige,
yeah.
I just like I've always kind of wanted to since I was a little girl.
You always wanted to shave your head?
Yeah, because I've always had like little thin ass stringy hair. So like, and not well, I don't know. I everybody said I have beautiful hair, but to me, I just was like, I wasn't very confident with it. I never really knew how to do my hair. I was always a tomboy. I never put on makeup either. So yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's just like very liberating, and it was like kind of like a good like I don't know.
You don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah.
Does it help you when you're fighting?
Yeah, I think so. Like it definitely frees up my time a lot. You know, sometimes I had to go to the barbershop like you know pretty often, but other than that, like I don't have to wake up in the morning and like do braids every day.
Yeah,
and then just pulling it out and being so mean to it. So
when you were fighting each other, does your hair get in the way? Do you get it pulled? I mean, I'm not obviously you can't pull hair, but I'm just saying like is it a pain in the ass? Do you look at her head and go, I wish I could shave my head off. It'd probably help out a little bit.
More so for training in the fight, our hair is pretty
tied up.
Tied back braids.
Yeah.
Pretty tight.
And you're from where? In South Florida, right?
Originally from Massachusetts, but I grew up in South Florida, yes.
Now, I saw a video that they put together with the both of you, which is great. It was a good introduction to everything about you. And you, at one point, were hanging out with your mom. Mm-hmm. How do you go to your mom and say, I think I'm going to beat people up for a living. Like, this is what I want to do. Like, how old were you when you started?
I was 5. My mom's the one who actually put me in karate.
Why? Because you were already a tornado?
No.
Yeah. No. Most parents, when they're like, I don't know, I tried everything. I'm going to bring her to karate. That's usually how it goes.
No, she was a single mom. She had 3 kids. So she took me and my sister were the oldest. My sister hated it. She never went back. I fell in love and stayed.
Yeah. And you've been, were you watching UFC when you were like, okay, I want to take this to the next level?
I originally started with kickboxing, K1 fights,
Muay
Thai, and I'd YouTube some videos because there wasn't much out for female Muay Thai and kickboxing at the time. And I came across Master Tati's Fight Girls, this show that they had back in 2008, and then Gina Carano, and then I saw she got into mixed martial arts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just started falling from there.
And when you get in and you have your first fight, do you remember the first time you got hit really hard and you were like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, it wasn't in my first fight. The first time I actually really felt like I got hit hard was my first loss in Muay Thai. And the girl hit me so hard, I came back to the ring and I told my coach, I'm like, Coach, I can't get back in there.
Oh, really? Yeah. Where'd she hit you?
It was like a left hook or something.
Raw right to the face.
Yeah, it didn't drop me or anything, but it was just super hard. I'd never gotten hit that hard.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, get back in there. And I got back in there. I lost split decision, but I think just
so mentally, you hung it out at least. You went back in and hung it out to a decision.
Yeah, yeah. It was my first like 5-round title fight, and I lost it. But it was a good fight. Like she said, you learn from your mistakes and learn from losses.
What do you do day of the fight? You get, like I would imagine the night before, you can't get any sleep.
No, it's really hard to sleep. You're anticipating what's going to happen. A million ways of how the fight can go is going through your head.
Yeah.
But day of the fight, you know, just eat a nice big breakfast and get ready to go.
What's on the breakfast? What's a big breakfast for you? 2 eggs? What do you eat? Nah. Your little bodies, the two of you.
I love French toast. So French toast, bacon, sausage, ham.
Oh, you get up and you kill it. Yeah, store it all up
like
in there.
A Denny's, I think it's called like the Lumberjack Slam.
Yeah. All right.
I'm down for that.
And I would imagine you talk smack than the two. No?
No.
You look more. You are more quiet, and you more look more like the one like when you got somebody in a headlock, you want to whisper, "And your mother's ugly" or something. I don't know. You get in there.
I mean, I don't know if it like comes up. Like sometimes.
Say that word.
Oh, shoot.
That's right.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Awesome.
Now you got to face each other. You're undefeated. If you lose that one fight, I mean, not necessarily this weekend. Could be your next fight or whatever. Do you feel like look what it did to Ronda Rousey when she lost that one fight? You get totally defeated out of that, or you're like, all right, get right back on it and start over again?
No, I've met defeat before in the past in kickboxing and in MMA on The Ultimate Fighter, so it wouldn't be new to me.
Right.
But it definitely would suck, and you know, I just get up on my high horse again and get back in the gym and you know get to it.
How will you beat her on Saturday?
Decision.
Decision. How will you beat her?
Whatever presents itself.
Yeah, I would be. I would go into it. And I'd be like, I'm gonna knock her face off in the first round.
I keep my options open.
Yeah. What do you? I've seen you throw some of the arm bars out and all that stuff.
The flying arm bar. That pretty amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which one of you think could punch Spanish harder if you had to?
I knew this was gonna happen.
Spanish. If you could punch Spanish right now, who do you think would hurt him more?
Probably like a body shot.
But I mean between. You and Tisha, who could hurt him?
Of course, myself.
Oh, really? Why would we? Let's try that. Punch Spanish as hard as you can. Can we punch him like someplace? Not the arm. Can you? And I'd love to say face,
but
face wouldn't work. How about right square in the chest?
I don't know.
What do you think? Where would be a good spot?
Probably the body.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Get him good. Can we get him a good body shot?
Sure.
All right. Cool.
I mean, I don't know. Like, is it?
Yeah, it's legal. We learned in Florida. We have a lawyer that comes on, Dominic Ferriello, every Tuesday. And we learned in Florida that if you enter into mutual combat, if you say you're getting into mutual combat, he can never sue you.
But I feel like I need to get paid for this, though.
I'll give you $1. Okay. I'll give you. He's not fighting back, Rose. Yeah. He's not gonna throw punches at you. You're just gonna go. You're putting on a clinic right now, is what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're going to punch Spanish, and you don't even have to go full hard because we don't want him to crap his pants when you hit him.
Yeah.
We just want to get. Are you gonna throw up?
Probably.
Why?
Because I'm about to take a body shot.
Remember
you
earlier?
Want a low kick?
I don't want any.
Oh, you
want to
kick him?
I could kick him in the leg.
Oh, sweet. This is gonna hurt way worse.
Friends,
isn't it?
I'll tell you what. It's your friend. I'm gonna give you the choice. Would you rather? You're gonna get hit by both of them, so you can decide. Would you rather get? Would you rather get kicked or would you rather get punched?
Do you want to throw up or you want not be able to sit on a toilet?
I gotta be honest with you. I don't think you can make him throw up.
Oh, please!
I don't think you could hit him hard enough for one shot to make him throw up.
You totally could do it if you wanted to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why don't you just stand there? Dealer's choice. She decides whether she wants to punch or kick you.
Remember when you were saying yesterday women fighters aren't tough?
I never said that. Yeah, I've never said that ever in my life.
You calling them broads.
I never said that either. This is the worst.
Look at her face.
I know.
That
this is not
Wisconsin
gonna be
thug is going to knock your diaphragm in for you.
All right,
guy. What would you rather do? Punch him or kick him?
Kick.
All right, let's kick him. Can we do that? Let's do that. I want to see that. You know, I'm a video.
Oh, boy.
No, not the knee. You don't want to. I'm going to need him to come to work tomorrow. All right, hold on. I'm going to stand up for this.
You kind of want to take the impact. So
you want to take the impact, you said.
Are you going to kick him in the thigh or the shin or where?
Oh, you're going to destroy my thigh.
All right, here we go.
As hard as I want or
Spanish? Yeah, as hard as you want.
Listen to me, Rose. You're going to fight in front of 20,000 people on Saturday. What am I going to tell you what to do? You go at your caliber. Who is your manager here? Who is with you? Look at me. She's safe. She will. There will be no legal repercussions. There will be no guilt. Listen to me. You should just be over there yelling, "Kill him!"
Just bump. Okay.
What did you say? Don't hurt him.
Please, right. Please listen to them.
If you're gonna do it, just bump him heavy. Don't kick this dude.
Listen, he's not that important to me. My real guy is out sick today. Don't worry. All right, here we go. Hold on. Before you do, I just want to point out to show you how tough these girls are that her guy is saying, don't go full speed.
Right, yeah.
You're going to get full speed on Saturday. So that should be make you both scared. All right, here we go.
Ready.
Here we go.
What is, should I be doing something?
Crying. Don't move. Don't move.
Look at Tisha.
That was nothing. That was nothing.
Like a Charlie horse.
That was nothing. You're better off punching him. Give him a punch. Just punch him.
You okay?
He's fine. Look, is he okay?
He's saying you're soft.
She's a wonderful woman. She's a wonderful person.
He stood up to you and he's looking at you going, oh, soft. Okay. Give him a good punch or something.
Oh, no, I feel bad.
No, he looks
no. He's a real jerk.
Here we go. Go. No, the chest.
Really? That's worse.
Oh, yeah. Chest.
So you can stop his heart.
Wrist, right.
Yo, Rose, don't do it. You're going
to have to.
Nope. Okay.
What?
I got to listen to my coach.
I just realized there's a dog here.
Yeah.
All right, Tisha, what can you do? Can you hit him with something? Kick him or punch
I'm
him?
I'm not going to kick him. I'll punch him.
Punch him. I think that would be good. All right, good. Rose kicks you. Tisha will punch you.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, you ladies are a lot of fun. I'm very much looking forward to the two of you beating each other up on Saturday. Here we go.
Rosie had very strong knees, by the way.
Why? How are you feeling? That really hurt?
Yeah, she got a knee.
She just gave you a little roll over.
Technique, man.
Such a pussy, dude. All right, here we go.
Oh!
Now, Tisha, give him a good whack, though. I know you. I don't want you to break his shoulder, but punch him hard. Here we go. Oh no! Get hold on.
Oh, that.
Do it harder than that.
What if I slap him?
Yes, what? In the face.
What? How is that better?
Will you slap him in the face?
We can get a knife. You want to stab him? We'll just do that.
Yeah, sure.
Ready?
No, not that. This isn't the Three Stooges. Give him like one of your tornado twist punches.
Air heels.
Listen, just to let you guys know, during football season, including Carmen, during football season, we do football picks on Friday, okay? And then on Monday, the winner gets to punch the loser, a punch for every win that they have over them. So this show has been bruised for months at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't worry about hitting him. We've got plenty. We had him. He was attacked by police attack dogs. He's been beat up by fat porn stars.
We had David Wells whip baseballs
at him. Professional baseball players have thrown balls at him. You can hit him. Yeah, okay, yeah. That'll work.
There you go.
Now we're talking.
That's it.
Oh, boy. This is Tisha Torres and Rose Nama Yunus. Am I saying that right?
Yeah. No, yeah.
I know. I've been practicing. I didn't want to screw
that's
it up.
That's good.
All right, look, I'm very excited for this fight. This is going to be my highlight of the night is watching you guys fight. We're excited to have UFC here in Tampa. Is there anything else you guys want to plug that you're doing here in town or websites or anything like that? Feel free.
Maybe my little dog. I don't
that
know.
That is your dog?
Yeah.
Can you get the dog to bite Spanish?
No. Yeah. Well, I don't know. She might kiss you to death.
Do you guys watch Dancing with the Stars and laugh because you both beat Paige? Or you're like, come on.
No, man. Like, I think it's good that she's, you know, getting that opportunity stuff. So, but I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's nice to see you're doing good.
Yeah, the one thing I got to say about the UFC is anytime they bring fighters in here, you guys all have great respect for each other and great personalities and a great radio guest. So I thank you for getting up early and coming here and do that. I look forward to seeing the fight on Saturday and you guys beat each other up. I'll feel guilty because I like you both, but one of you is going to leave sad and bloody.
Me, probably.
Yeah.
Are you guys going
to
be there?
Yes. Are you kidding me? I can't wait to go. Because this is really the first big one we've had here in Tampa. So I'm very excited about it. I get things for free all the time, and I went and bought my tickets just to make sure we have good seats and we're there for everything. So that's how excited we are. Yeah, yeah. So thank you for both coming in and both punching Spanish. And tomorrow you can tell us who hurt more, and that'll be a good predictor of who's going to win.
Feels so uncomfortable right now.
Yeah. You both seem so...
I
dumped you like three times. That's all right. I deserve it.
Somebody should have got that on video.
Oh, trust me. There's nine cameras everywhere. Tisha Torres, Rose Nama Yunus, thank you very much. You're both awesome. Good luck on Saturday. We'll take a quick break. It is the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.